From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. In Iran, senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the comprehensive plan of action known as the Iran nuclear deal. The Associated Press news agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse former President Obama's administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A spokesman for U.S. President Trump said Israel's expansion of settlements will not help efforts to secure peace with the Palestinians. Sean Spicer says President Trump is committed to peace and that it will be high on the agenda when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to the White House on February the 15th. The Republican-led Congress narrowly passed a bill Friday aimed at fulfilling a campaign promise to roll back the Obama administration regulations. The Senate passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argue the rule further transparency and help prevent corruption and foreign governments dealing with oil companies. The rule was part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank legislation passed by the Obama administration following the 2008 financial crisis. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved up its plan to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Two U.S. amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is reassuring Japanese leaders that President Trump is fully committed to defending Japan as a treaty partner. During a meeting with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo, Mattis reaffirmed the new administration's policy to stand firmly behind Japan. Abe praised Mattis' visit ahead of the Japanese leader's trip to Washington next week. A UN report released Friday charges that thousands of Rohingya children, women, and men have suffered gang rapes, killings, beatings, and other acts of cruelty at the hands of Myanmar's police and security forces. The report issued by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights documents testimony from scores of victims who fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. A spokesman for the Myanmar government, which was provided an advanced copy of the report, told VOA it will conduct its own investigation into the charges. The Rohingyas, a Muslim ethnic group, have been denied citizenship by subsequent governments despite having lived in Myanmar for generations. The United Nations has referred to them as one of the world's most persecuted minorities. And the Philippines is withdrawing from its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. Duterte's announcement came just 2 days after the communists announced their decision to end their self-declared ceasefire. The decades-old conflict has killed at least 30,000 people. The two sides have engaged in peace negotiations, brokered by Norway, with another round slated to begin in April. Afghan forces claim to have fought off a Taliban attack on a district in Helmand Province. Officials say both sides suffered casualties during the attack, which began late Thursday into Friday. The United States has announced it would deploy a new group of about 300 troops to Helmand to help Afghan forces beat back the Taliban during the upcoming spring fighting season. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.